The Sesh Podcast, episode 174, take one. I got me a fine wife, I got me a fiddle. Sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country gal. Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Sesh. Karma's a bitch. You should have known better. If I had a wish, I would have never effed around.
T, honestly.
Thanks for that.
I don't know what to say. I was really trying to think of something witty to say back. I had nothing for myself.
When I saw the pics of you and her, I felt the knife twist.
Is that what the lyrics are?
Mm-hmm. Karma's a bitch, and she's with you right now.
Wow.
Right fucking now.
Yep.
Here at the Sesh.
I like the other version better.
Mm-hmm.
What's
mm-hmm.
the other version?
Karma's a bitch. Karma's a whore.
Karma. I don't want karma no more.
That's good. That's good. Well, welcome back, you guys. Today we are live from the windy city of Denver.
Oh, yeah. It do be windy out there.
We had record-breaking winds.
Record.
This weekend.
Like Dorothy.
Yeah. It was 100 mile an hour winds.
Hold on to your haunches.
Yes.
100 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah. It was nuts.
I will say, this weekend, I went to the mountains and the wind on the way there was actually really scary.
Talk about scary. You know
Kendall
what happened
a,
to me?
Kendall got a whole ass story
right.
to tell.
Guys,
okay.
Kendall died.
Kendall almost died. We're lucky she's here today.
For real, it was actually terrifying.
Yeah.
Could have been really bad.
So,
but she's here to tell the tale.
Well, before I tell the story, I'm Kendall.
I'm Janelle. I just got my wisdom teeth removed.
I got a basketball game tomorrow.
Aw, I miss Jenna.
You know me too. Anyway, the Corelli's here. Sydney's here.
The Corelli and Sydney.
The ladies are here ladying it up.
Yep.
And we have another wild and wacky episode for y'all.
Yeah, it's wild and wacky for sure.
Wild and wacky. Wet your willies.
Well, Kendall
made it through.
Mm-hmm. By the skin of my teeth.
It sounded really scary.
It was actually terrifying. So this weekend, Josh and I took Holly to the mountains to have a peaceful getaway. And it was peaceful for most of it. It was fun. We went to Colorado Springs area. We went to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, fed the giraffes. That zoo is amazing, by the way.
Never been.
Oh, it's really cool.
Yep.
And they do an excellent job. They're a very ethical zoo. And
did you ride the, like,
the birds thing? Straight up feed. Dude, they had like 30 giraffes in this thing. And then they're just handing out lettuce. And you just walk up and feed them.
I remember
so
that.
So cool. Mm-hmm. Do I ride the what?
The chairlift? Isn't there like a chairlift that goes over a lion cave?
I don't
cave?
Think you could bring a baby on that. I'm guessing. It didn't even look like they had seatbelts on there. Plus, I'm terrified of chairlifts. You know my history there. I'm scared.
True. I forgot you don't like those.
Well, anyway, we had a nice peaceful weekend. And then Sunday morning, we wake up. Holly woke up at like 7:50. Josh went up and grabbed her. They're in the living room watching Blue's Clues. And I am laying in bed listening to Blue's Clues, about to get the energy to get my ass up as well. And then something sprung my ass right out of bed. And that was the sound.
You arose such a clatter?
An arose such a clatter.
So you sprung from the bed to see what was the matter.
Exactly what happened. Word for word. No, for real. I started hearing this, which we kind of heard the wind all night. It was pretty bad. Just hearing random branches and stuff. But then I turn on my sound maker at night to kind of block it out.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how bad it was going to get.
Yeah.
I'm laying there and I hear and then just, dude, oh my God, it was so loud. The ground like shook. And I jumped out of bed, ran into the other room, and Josh is like fully freaking out. He's like, what the fuck was that? So Holly's just like looking all confused. And we ran outside and a 50-foot tree had fallen. Two trees had fallen, actually. Big ass tree. Like, had no idea this tree could go down. And it fell, like, I'd say, what, 2-3 feet from the house?
Mm.
We are so, so lucky.
It broke that this off, did not, like, what, maybe 6 feet up off the ground?
I'll insert a picture. It was mind-blowing, this thing. And it went across the entire yard of the house we were staying at. And I'm surprised it didn't even hit. There's, like, a separate garage. And it didn't hit that. And there's two that went down. And then it was so windy out there. But it was terrifying.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm
so
thinking,
scary.
Like, this. And it would have hit right near Holly's room. Like, luckily, she was already downstairs. But it was a small A-frame house. And this tree is, like, double the size. Or bigger. It's massive. Seriously, a 50-foot tree. And two of them went down.
Is it a pine tree?
Josh called it something. But Dude, I was so scared because then Josh was like, we need to get the fuck out of here now because there was two more trees that were swaying like crazy and real close to the house. And we were like, we can't take any chances. I have never packed up my shit so fast. I threw everything we could in a bag. We all left in our jammies. I left in slippers. Just we were in the car in like 5 minutes.
Really?
Jeez.
Because I'm so like, scary. Dude, I'm not staying here and taking a chance that one so more comes scary. Down on this house. Oh, so scary.
Yeah, it was insanely windy. Mm-hmm. Like 100 mile per hour winds here. Yeah. All over the Front Range, all over the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
XL had to purposely shut off a bunch of people's power.
Yep.
Because they were worried that power lines would go down and then fires would start.
Yep.
And we've had like some really terrible fires in the last few years in Colorado.
A tree went down in my dad's yard too and knocked down their power lines. So I don't know if their power was cut by XL or if it's from that, but yeah, they've
so been scary. Without power. God.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. We don't often have like crazy weather in Colorado.
No, Colorado's mild.
Mm-hmm.
We have tornadoes on the east, but nothing like Oklahoma or something.
Mm-mm,
mm-mm. Obviously, we have heavy snow, but again, nothing like the Northeast. I mean, we're pretty lucky here. Like, we don't really get very much chaos.
Nope. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, that's so scary.
I know. My second weekend of scary events. First, it was the blue goo coming out of my kid's mouth, and then this.
Yeah.
Ugh. And it's funny because, like, my kids, you know, she's 1.5. She had no idea that this even happened. No concept at all.
No.
Just, like, completely fine.
She's like, oh, why are we running her around? Bottle.
Yeah.
Running around.
Yep. So, dude, my heart was racing for a good 30 minutes after. That would really freak me out.
Oh, I bet. I bet it was
like,
really loud.
I had never really thought about it. And Josh was like, oh, people die from trees falling on houses all the time.
On houses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
Damn. I thought it was more so like if just falling on top of you.
No, because it can crush you in the house. Like if the roof comes down on you and everything
and
it can start a fire.
Yeah.
I mean, all types of shit. True. I mean, that tree was seriously lengthwise more than double the size of the house we were staying in.
What you mean? Height?
No, like length of the tree. The tree's like 50 feet
tall.
Yeah.
Right.
But if laying on the floor.
So if it was like two of the houses could line up against it.
How thick was the jump? Like this thick?
No. Like as big as a whole table?
Yeah.
No, I'd say like this.
Yeah.
That.
But have you seen like when...
Thicker
like,
than I thought could just break.
People like, well, like that happened, gosh, it was like up north. It fell on this house and literally there's photos of the tree like in the kid's bedroom.
Yeah.
And like came through and all the, I mean, all that shit is broken.
Were the kids okay?
Yeah, the kid was okay, but I mean,
the house wasn't.
But people do die from this, and it happens.
So like, scary.
Josh was telling me he's heard a lot of stories. He really freaked me out about it because then, and once he said that, I was like, we need to get the fuck out of here now. And the fact that it was so close to Holly's bedroom, it would have fallen right
Didn't
on her
say
room.
It scraped the house,
and it did. Yeah, it literally scraped the house. I felt so fortunate. I'm like, the universe, the gods, whatever, looking out for me.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, it really, really freaked me out. I was shooken up all day. I was shooken.
You were shooketh.
Yeah. But then I had like a new lease on life all day. I was like, thank God I was spared.
You got like a cat, 9 lives.
Exactly.
So, God.
Yeah, it was pretty insane.
By golly. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Untouched?
Yeah, barely.
Feel so untouched and I want. Remember that song?
You so much right now.
The Veronicas.
To say. Yeah, the Veronicas were pretty good. Anyway, today, what is on the menu?
Well, we got a lot on the menu here, folks.
Yes. Okay, so first of all, I don't know if this is the order we're going to go in, but here's what we're going to be talking about today. We need to talk about our thoughts on the Quiet on the Set follow-up episode that came out last night.
Yep.
Well, by the time this episode goes up, it'll have been out for a couple of days, but we saw it last night.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that. We are also going to touch on a few CSIs.
Mm-hmm.
We have some interesting ones. You guys have a random video to show me as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure do.
That's going to be
good.
Kind
of a CSI. Yeah, it is.
Well, our CSIs are pretty crazy too. These are funny stories. I love a good CSI.
We're going to be touching on JoJo.
Yes.
Her new...
Oh, boy. Persona?
Persona.
Uh-huh.
JoJo, no more Bobo.
No more Bobo.
She traded the bows in for a kiss outfit.
Yeah.
For some black eyeliner.
It's been pretty interesting. You guys have been requesting like crazy that we talk about our thoughts on the JoJo Siwa rebrand. So we're here to please, and we will.
Sure thing. And we're finishing off with a showdown.
Yes.
Rocky Mountain Showdown. Mm-hmm. Fast food edition. Mm-hmm. Specifically, Del Taco versus Taco Bell. I want you to react to our CSIs first here, or at least our one video that we have pulled for you.
Okay.
Now, it's just quite hilarious. It's a good LOL, if you will.
Okay. I could use an LOL.
The gist of it here is this cop on a horse is stopping a thief in New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Is he on? He's on the horse? Yeah. This is his POV?
This is more so just like hilarious.
LOLs.
All right. The way this dude's talking.
He's still so... Come on. Hey, stop, you're being detained.
Stop, you're being detained.
Look at the police. Stop. You're being detained. Stop. Look at the police. You are being detained.
You are being detained.
Stop. Stop, you're being detained.
He's like, hell no, I'm not.
Like, this feels like Grand Theft Auto.
No, for real. No, what's that? Red Dead Redemption?
Yes.
Yes. Red Dead for sure.
Uh-uh.
Oh, he's your old friend. They called him backup.
Get on the ground.
He's like, you guys get on the ground.
Imagine being in the car saying this thing.
Do you understand?
Do you understand? We've got you surrounded.
He stole $230 worth of product at Walgreens.
Wow, that's a lot for Walgreens.
You are being detained. Stop. Amazing. You are being detained. I just think it's so funny. The horse.
If I were a cop, I'd want to be on a horse for sure.
Yeah.
You would?
Mm-hmm. Looks like
I
fun.
I guess so. Yeah, that's true.
Stop. You're being detained.
Stop. You're being detained.
The guy just keeps running. He's like, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
The fact that he's literally pulling him over in a horse. On horseback. I got the horses in the back. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm. Who could forget that song? Yeah. Lil Nas X, that was when he came on the scene.
That song was lit as fuck, dude. I love that song. Mm-hmm. With, what's his name? Billy Ray.
Mm-hmm. Daddy Ray.
All right, so to continue on with our theme of wacky videos here, I found this one last week, and this is so funny. I was dying laughing. So, have y'all had a porch pirate before? Someone stole your shit?
Of course, everyone has, right?
Amazon packages, mm-hmm, whatever mm-hmm, it may be. Mm-hmm. Well, people are getting real creative now, okay?
They have to because everyone's got cameras now.
Correct. So what better disguise than trash, my friends, okay?
Honestly, this is real creative.
So this happened to a homeowner. His name is Omar Munoz, and he got the whole thing on his Ring camera. And he said, at first, I was kind of angry because it was something I was expecting. But by the end of the day, it was kind of funny. So let's go ahead and watch the video. Honestly, I kind of give this person props for...
New this morning, a porch pirate used for a trash bag, of all things,
very
as
good.
A disguise.
That talk looks about so funny.
Doorbell camera footage it kinda looks shows the person
real.
Crouched underneath the garbage bag.
That is amazing.
So awesome, honestly.
Guys. And shuffle.
Taking bag lady to a whole different definition.
Yes.
I love the little steps, the little waddles.
Yes.
It's kind of cute.
I feel like if they were, you know, if someone were like, hey, and then they stopped moving, it looks like a bag of trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like totally. It looks good.
Just sit down. Yep.
It's so funny. Okay. So
imagine if they got caught and they had to run.
They're running down the street. Too bad for them, though, because they only got away with two iPhone chargers.
That's it? All that for that?
Oh my gosh, there's this one chick I follow on TikTok. I'm sure you guys know a bunch of you out there. Her name is Michelle. I think her thing is Michelle the bartender. Anyways, at one point she was having major problems with porch pirates. So she started filling like Amazon bags with her kids' dirty diapers.
Oh my God, that's so smart.
And then like taped it back up and sat it on her porch and then was like watching people, you know, steal it and then dirty diapers, bag of shit.
That is awesome.
I know, right?
I love that.
I know.
I need to start doing that.
Yeah, so I guess people are getting real creative now, you know?
Very
good. But they got away with it, so.
Yeah, well, enjoy your chargers. You deserve it for that costume.
I would commit another crime if I got away with it with the trap.
Well, they're clearly going to.
Yeah.
Like, great disguise. This worked well.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep your eyes out for any moving trash bags.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Okay. So keep your eyes out if you're in Sacramento for a porch pirate.
That's right. Chargers. That's okay. Right. Well, our next story takes us to where else but the beautiful Florida. Sunshine State, Florida.
I love Florida.
They never let us down.
And Florida, I stan Florida.
I do too.
I fucking love Florida.
I do too.
I'm going there on vacation in June.
I'm going there in April.
In
like 2 weeks.
I love a nice Florida beach. Mm-hmm. They got some of the best beaches out in the country for sure.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, something must have been in the air outside of this Florida Popeyes. Because a couple was caught having sex right on the sidewalk in front of the Popeyes.
That's so hot.
Nowhere better. That's, I mean, something about Popeyes.
They're popping, you know, they're like, something.
Pop my eyes and I see the whole thing. They could not resist. An Indian River police officer arrived at the scene after receiving multiple reports from people driving by.
People are
right in the open. Didn't even go behind a bush.
No,
they're like on the sidewalk right here. Mm-hmm. We got to see Popeyes in view to keep us turned on. Mm-hmm. The officer walked up and looked over the bushes and saw the two on the sidewalk getting it on in broad daylight. That's right, people. This wasn't even at night.
Nope.
The two people in question were 70-year-old Arnold Mackey, which honestly, props to him.
For getting it up.
That's how you keep it exciting, too.
At Popeyes.
Yes. Where else are you going to go?
Pops up at Popeyes. 44-year-old
April White was also involved.
Interesting looking couple.
To tango, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And according to the arrest reports, the cop said he spotted Arnold making thrusting motions while on top of April. But they claim they were just adjusting their shorts.
They were just doing a quick adjustment.
And how can we be sure? Maybe they're telling the
truth. Maybe they were just adjusting
their
shorts.
That's how you do it, you know, thrusting motion. A motorist who called 911 after seeing the couple said he had to do a double take because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. It was literally 2 p.m., the middle of the day. And he added, and this is kind of graphic, people, the female had her legs spread open. The male was inserting his fingers inside of the female in full view of traffic.
They were seriously adjusting their shorts.
Yes, of course. That's Jesus. How you do it. And when confronted by the cop, Arnold appeared flustered and was unable to fully pull up his shorts.
And, like, oh, shit, my shorts.
You know, he had to just leave his willy fully exposed for that moment into oncoming traffic. No pun intended. April claims that she did nothing wrong, but was visibly drunk and reeked of vodka. And this was confirmed by the 4 empty bottles of vodka and an unopened bottle of rum that the cops found near them.
They said, cheers, bitches.
That's right.
Yep. She also called the cop obscenities, including calling him the F word, which is not fuck. It's the other F word, which I'm sure you guys know what that is. After being read his rights, Arnold reportedly said it wasn't his intention to expose himself. He just was feeling the love, okay? He asked April to leave the side of the road to bang because he knew he was in plain view of the passerbyers. Mm-hmm. He tells the cop he would apologize to the judge if given a chance.
He's like, listen.
I'm just so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
The officer said he handcuffed Arnold and let him sit down on the curb. April, on the other hand, was a completely different situation. She was also charged with resisting arrest without violence and disorderly intoxication. April was taken in jail due to her behavior. She was given a breathalyzer test and reportedly blew a 0.88. And the alcohol limit. Right. 0.088. Alcohol limit is 0.08.
She was slightly above
the legal limit there. So they were both arrested for exposure of sexual organs, which is a misdemeanor charge. Both remain behind bars, and April's bond was set at $7,000, while Arnold needs to post $5,000.
Now, I have a bone to pick. Even in crimes, women are discriminated against.
That's right.
Why the fuck does she have to pay more?
Well, because she
she's resisting arrest.
Yeah, she got more charges.
All right, fine. True that.
That is a bone to pick, though.
They're picking their bones.
Yeah, they were picking some bones.
Yeah. Doing the dirty at a Popeyes.
Dude, it's like a fetish for them, you know? It's just, let's respect their fetishes.
At Popeyes?
Yeah.
One time I saw something crazy in North Carolina. I was driving through the middle of like farmland in North Carolina, and it's me, my mom, John, and my brother were in the car. And there's like, you know, a house every mile or so. Mm-hmm. We're coming up on this house, cute little house, has a little front porch, and we're looking around. Also, we drive by it, and we all saw the same thing, which was two people completely butt naked. The man was sitting in the rocking chair. The woman had her legs up on the like arm handles of the rocking chair and was standing with her body right above the man's head. And they were doing sexual
things.
And literally, all me, my mom, and John saw it at the same time, and all of our eyes, like my mom looked in the rear view, me and I just saw hers, and we were both like, oh my God. And I was like, did that really just happen? And we were like, we have to turn around and see if that actually happened.
You went back to get a second?
We turned around, but they went inside.
Damn, they saw you guys.
They were like,
I thought you said like inside you saw them do this. It was on their porch.
No, on their porch.
Oh my God. So they're caught. They're in the middle of nowhere. They think, you know, what are the chances someone drives by?
Well, we drove by.
So what are the rules on that if you're on your own property and you don't have neighbors anywhere? Is it free game though? Because what if you're in a neighborhood and there's kids like riding their bikes by?
I feel like the HOA is not going to be like, leave them alone.
Yeah. Leave them alone. It's just Mr. and Mr. Mackey.
Yeah, I wonder what the rules are on that on your own property.
Only if you have a privacy fence.
Oh, so no one can see. Yeah, right.
People are saying it is legal. It is illegal to do where non-consenting strangers can see you.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
So you can't be doing it in your front lawn unless perhaps you have a privacy fence.
Okay. Okay. Well,
or
fair.
Or perhaps, you know, if your plot of land is big enough to where
no one can see you
unless they're on your land.
Yeah.
Unless they give you give consent.
Even if you're like on your porch or something.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I get the appeal. It's kind of fun. Switch it up.
Yeah. A little risky.
Outdoor sex is fun.
Sure.
Just got to make sure it's out of the view of the public.
Thick.
Yeah. I don't know. I might have to take some notes from this Popeye situation. That sounds pretty spicy.
Ew.
I would do it at the Taco Bell. Icons. We love them. All right. Getting into our next topic here. JoJo, have you learned nothing? Clearly, she has not.
Clearly not.
Wise words of Abby Lee Miller. JoJo, I'm sure you've seen it. It is the talk of the internet right now. JoJo's rebrand. She's coming out with a bang, you guys. Her new era. She says it's the bangers.
Yes.
Just like Miley. It's her Miley moment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's quite interesting. And I'm sure most of you guys have heard the song or seen the music video.
Is a bitch.
Okay.
I should have known better.
Now, I'm sure no one will agree with me on this, but I kind of like the song.
Okay.
That is a you and you only.
Your opinion to have.
I like it.
No problem there.
I don't think it's that bad. And I think I would like it more if it wasn't sung by JoJo. But I don't know. The beat is good. Karma's a bitch. Would have never after around. No? I don't know. It's just grown on me.
No, it's not my vibe, but I respect you for liking it. That's cool.
I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad. Okay, but it's the outfit. It's a music video. It's all of
It's the whole shebang.
Everything is what makes it bad. But I don't think the song is that terrible. Would I listen to it in my free time? No.
She's in her bad girl era.
She's in her bad girl
era. And this is on the bad.
Have you heard her singing in her car?
Yeah. Yeah. Should we show?
I would just like to prove the point that she is not actually singing the song, either, or it's extremely auto-tuned.
I think it's probably auto-tuned because she did like expose her real vocals herself not too long ago.
They're
not great. A couple months ago.
Yeah.
They're not great.
Yeah, let's just hear it.
You're still a traitor.
Literally me.
No, you sound much better.
I was a bad girl. I did some bad things.
So this is the song.
I swear I did it all for fun.
I don't know if this is going to copyright us, though. So,
Oh my gosh.
Moves
she
here.
Literally thinks she's G-Flip, which is an interesting...
Now, is G-Flip the Australian rapper?
Yeah they're drummer.
Aren't they married to somebody on Selling Sunset?
They are married to Chriselle.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're married, actually.
Yeah, together.
They're together. Married.
Now, do we like them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
I think they're really cool. They're an Australian drummer / singer, and I seriously think that JoJo thinks that she is G-Flip Jr.
100%. G-Flip Jr. Okay.
Yeah. So, that's cool. But the problem is G-Flip's actually really talented.
Well, that is a problem. Because, yeah, JoJo, I mean, hey, listen, she is talented. She's a good dancer, although the dance in the music video is... yeah. Although, I will say the choreography isn't that bad. Well, yeah, I've seen other people do it, and it doesn't look that bad. But when JoJo does it, for some reason, it just looks, like, really aggressive, and it's not it. It's not it.
It's really not it.
JoJo. Now, let's just remind you guys of, we have been talking about JoJo recently. There was the whole thing with ex-OMG Pop.
Yep.
The show that her and her mom tried to produce where they were trying to create the next pop group of young women, young ladies, not women.
The little girls.
They were, yeah, children. They were all, yeah, young children. They were really young, right?
Yeah, I think they were like 8 to 14 or something like that. No, babies.
If you want to go back and watch our episode on it, it was very concerning the way that these kids were treated, the way their parents were treated.
Mm-hmm.
Very disappointing. Also, JoJo has been very steadfast in her support of Colleen Ballinger, which has been wild to see.
Very much.
So,
not surprising, though. They're like obsessed with each other.
I think after all of those things, people, I mean, are pretty done with JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, as much as I don't really care for JoJo.
You like her song, though.
I'm just giving credit to the people. She didn't make the fucking song.
Yeah, she did.
And Curly was just telling me someone else made it. It was made for Miley Cyrus.
So, okay, so there's this this rumor going around. The rumors.
The rumors.
Rumors. Lies. So there's a rumor that if you check the song credits, it's a bunch of Disney Channel writers, which is really funny because she's like in this new like persona of like this new bad girl, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like you're using Disney Channel writers. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, that and like it's Disney Channel, so it's still meant for kids.
Right.
So you don't know if it was for sure written for Miley Cyrus.
Well, there is some proof, and we can play the TikTok. There's some proof. This guy, his name is Adam the Flop.
Okay.
On TikTok. He kind of like gives a little overview. Miley was tweeting with the writers, like this was like back in 2011. So there's like, I honestly think it could have been meant for Miley.
I could see Miley doing it. And see, I guess, that's all I'm saying is, like, I think the song, if it wasn't JoJo singing it, which it's probably not JoJo singing it anyway, and that's probably why I kind of like it.
Probably not.
I don't know if we can play this TikTok, but I remember I sent you guys a TikTok over the weekend of JoJo, I almost said Miley. JoJo, there was, like, a couple other people on stage, and she's like, oh, this is my new song.
Yeah.
But then she doesn't sing it. It's just, like, the track.
Yeah.
And it's not, it does not
sound
like her.
That was making me laugh so hard. All those videos coming out and she's literally just on stage singing, just, like lip singing, dancing to the song that's just playing. I'm like, why don't you sing it, girl?
Yeah.
It's your song, sing it live.
And everyone was tagging
live
this
debut.
Everyone was, in that video specifically, everyone was tagging this other this other singer. And I think it's the other singer, I forgot her name.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So it's from that account, Emmeline. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, Emmeline. Yes.
Yes. So she sold that song. And it's actually her voice.
Yeah.
Here, I'll send you the TikTok. We can play that. But this isn't about Karma. This is about another song that she announced that she's coming out with and like played an example of it. But the key
JoJo
thing
Siwa
here.
Blatant.
Yeah, here we go. Just listen to this guy, which is just my opinion on TikTok.
JoJo Siwa blatantly stole this TikToker song from 2022 for her new album. So here's a clip from the original. And then here's the clip of JoJo Siwa stealing the song and then claiming she wrote it about one of her exes.
It is about one of my exes.
It is about one of my exes.
How many exes does she have? So if you hear, though, it's the exact song.
It's not her singing.
Now, this
it's
is the TikTok the other she stole a song from. And you might be thinking, well, maybe they worked together on the song. But she responded to this in a recent comment saying, hi, 2024 fans. I'm going to make a story time soon. I actually didn't sign off on it coming out with JoJo. Not her fault. If my version gets love, I can still put it out after hers. Thanks for the support.
Mm.
Now, I understand most artists have co-writers or ghostwriters that they work with all the time. But for JoJo Siwa to come out and say, hey, I made this song about one of my exes. When the song was made so long ago and you can tell that she had no creative involvement in it, is crazy.
See,
so go check out the original creator and watch the video for yourself.
From what I understand, she sold that song to a record label or whatever, and she didn't have any control of it getting in JoJo's hands. Jesus's hands.
Boy, she almost said Jesus.
Yeah, that's what it almost came out.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the fact that she said, I wrote this song. It's implying like I was up in the studio, I wrote this about my ex, who's all inspired. It's just so... Come on, JoJo.
Well, let's roll the Miley Cyrus TikTok.
Okay.
Because that's actually really interesting, I think.
Karma by Georgia Siwa is actually a scrapped Miley Cyrus song, and I'm not joking. So back in 2011, which is when Miley was in her Can't Be Tamed era, a popular update account for her said that they heard from a very reliable source that Miley had a song called Karma's a Bitch. And then Miley seemed to confirm this in 2012 when she was in a Twitter conversation with the producers of Can't Be Tamed Rock Mafia, and they even responded to her tweet with hashtag Karma's a Bitch. If you look at the writing credits for Karma by JoJo Siwa, you'll see that JoJo isn't listed. She took no part in writing the song. But who is listed? Rock Mafia as the producers and writers, and Antonia Armato as a writer. And Antonia wrote for a bunch of Disney artists back in the day, including Miley. I get why Miley didn't release it, because she was still under Disney at the time, so they probably heard her say bitch, and they were like, not in our watch. But imagine if she did put it out, like, she would have pissed off the public so much, even more than she had already done with her iconic Bong video. But yeah, say what you want about Karma by JoJo Siwa, but it's kind of a serve for her to get a scrapped Miley song as her first single of her rebrand.
So, okay, so that's all I'm saying is, like, imagine if Miley had sang that song. It probably would be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. Don't you?
Like, I don't think it's that bad of a song. I don't know. I kind of like it.
Okay.
I was enjoying all the TikToks I was getting of it all weekend.
But why would Miley have been, like, looked down upon if she did?
Because she was still with Disney at the time. So this was back in 2011. This is, like, way before Bangers.
And she's made it clear herself that she's taking inspiration from Miley and from all these other people that have walked this line before her when they make this giant transition. Mm-hmm. And she's quite proud of herself. There's a clip of her talking about how no one else has done this.
Yeah.
Can we hear that?
No one has made this dramatic of a change yet. No one has made in my generation this extreme of a switch. And I am the first in the generation. It is very scary, but someone's got to do it.
Hey,
and there are people.
Yeah, it's extremely annoying. Ridiculous.
Maybe she means because her and Miley aren't in the same generation. Miley's obviously way older than her.
I guess, yeah. So from that generation.
But like, I'm okay, but it's still kind of the
same. Like, we've seen it all, but this is nothing new, though. Like, we it's just, it's so annoying.
She compares herself to Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
To Elvis.
Let's watch this. This is crazy.
Those people, for me, that were just not afraid. Elvis was the first to not be afraid to be different, to not be afraid to be out there, to not be afraid to take a risk. I mean, the shit Freddie Mercury used to wear on stage, you'd be like, what? No. But now it's like, people are afraid to be different. And we're all different. We're all weird. We're all a little f***ed up. And I think that's okay to...
It's not like that anymore, though. I don't understand. It's not some like groundbreaking thing anymore. People have been breaking these barriers and being different. We've seen this.
I think it's because of who she was to who she is now.
Yeah, but it's like, so you put on a different outfit. Okay? Like, we see. It's okay. And I don't know. The makeup is
inspired by Kiss.
Yeah. Actually, I think Gene Simmons came forward and like said he thought it was pretty cool. I saw a quote from him.
That's actually kind of cool for her. Like, that's actually kind of sweet for her.
Yeah,
for
that's a win.
Yeah.
So there is another TikTok as well I wanted to play.
I wanted to start a new genre of music. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, it's called gay pop.
I remember when JoJo Siwa first came out. And my first thought was how incredible it could be. Oh my God, somebody who prominently works in children's entertainment being openly gay. This could open so many doors for the community and do such good work. But part of being young and queer and coming out and joining this community, entering into this space, is learning your history, learning your roots, and knowing where we've come from, and knowing just how much work it has taken to get us where we are today. And to say something as outlandish at the age of fucking 20 as you invented the genre of gay pop,
it's so embarrassing,
is achingly disrespectful. You cannot have invented something that has been going on since long before you were born. You are disrespectful and you need to read a fucking book.
True that. It's pretty bad. Just the way that she's been acting in general. I haven't seen much support for her. People are pretty pissed off. And I think people have just been like really tired of her shit. I will say, I think we have to keep in mind that she is only 20 years old and that, you know, everyone around that age goes through like a reinvention of yourself at some point. Like, do you remember being 20 and like in kind of breaking out into the new world? Hers is just, She's used to having all these eyes on her. She's got all these yes men around her, people that want to make money off of her. And they're loving this. They don't give a fuck. All the negative comments that are coming in, they're like, yes, yes, this is exactly what we want. Good or bad, any feedback is good.
Any press is good press.
Although I will say, it doesn't seem like she's really bothered by that. And maybe she was expecting it as well.
Oh, I'm sure she was expecting this.
Yeah. I mean, I think people... The conversation definitely needs to be had. I think it's fair game, especially with what she's done recently, especially to other young people, basically been abusive towards them, her and her mother. I think that's what really pisses me off, is her mom is involved in all of this as well.
Did she ever make a statement on that or anything?
No, they don't give a fuck. Moving right along. Keep the money train going. So like, I do think that this criticism, and yes, it's cringe, I get where people are coming from. The TikToks have been entertaining. It's been funny to see. I've had some LOLs, but I do feel like we have to keep in mind that she is only 20. She's a child star. She's been like forced into this industry since she was so young.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Like, I think her perception of reality and what's okay and what's not, and like her saying those outlandish things is because she doesn't have, I don't think she knows any better and doesn't realize what she's saying. So I just feel like, as much as she deserves a little pushback, and she certainly has done some fucked up things, I think she is pretty clueless, especially when it comes to how bad it is to support Colleen. But we've got to have a little bit of pullback. I just have seen some things that are crossing the line, in my opinion, that are just getting mean. And
oh,
she
I
is
agree,
still
for
really
sure.
young. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it because I have a lot of feelings about JoJo. I definitely am not a fan of her personally. And would like to see better from her. But yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It just feels weird because she is so young. And I don't know, this industry is so cutthroat. But I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't care. Maybe she's...
Well, it got to stay relevant somehow.
Yeah.
Because like all of her fans who were her fans are now her age.
Right.
So they don't care about bows and rainbows anymore.
Right, right.
I wonder if JoJo's ever heard of Piper Pop.
Because what's that's hyperpop.
That's just kind of like, I feel like that's kind of like the area she's kind of going towards, like, or like the genre she's kind of like fishing for, I guess. It's like, I don't know, think of like Charlie XCX would be hyperpop, Dorian Electra, Kim Petras would be hyperpop.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's kind of like the...
Kind of what she's going for.
Yeah, and it's like, there that already exists.
Yeah.
Do you want to make like, do you want to make like gay pop for children? That's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is like, I kind of feel like, maybe that's the niche she needs to fill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But she's not a kid. She's not making music for little children.
I think that's what we have to remember, she's too. It's like, she is not a kid anymore.
No.
You know? She's young, for sure. She's 20. But...
Yeah, well, so is, like, Billie Eilish.
It's like, we've got to have... I'm not saying anyone who has been holding her accountable and criticizing her is in the wrong. I think she's at the age where you've got to take responsibility for what you do and say. And this is the reality of being in this industry. I just wanted to make it clear that I'm only saying there's just a line to me. Mm-hmm. And some of it's crossing line to just straight bullying. Like, there's poking a little fun. And then I've seen some things where I'm like, okay, that makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's been interesting to watch unfold. That's for sure.
Definitely. The TikToks, people are doing some interesting stitches.
The dances. Come as a bitch. I should have known better.
Wow, that was pretty good, actually. I'm into that for you.
I never effed around. I'm telling you, I kind of like it.
Did she say effed around?
Yeah. If I had a wish, I would have never effed around.
Oh. Are you sure it's not fucked around?
No, she says effed. That's why everyone's like, okay, bad girl, you've effed around. No, she actually says effed around.
Oh, wow.
I know. Okay.
Well.
Interesting.
I saw the knife twist. Karma's a bitch, and she's with you right now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been stuck in my head for about 4 days now, so it's really great.
What I'm going to say is I ain't hating it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny when she says my exes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she has multiple that we just don't know.
Well, the exes are a big thing for JoJo. Can we play the classic clip here?
Oh, can you please?
I need to see this one more time. Her dream podcast guest.
Oh, God.
I love
dream guest in my podcast.
This is my favorite sound in the world.
I like how that had a little like New York in there.
That's how she sounds.
A little Boston.
She sounds Boston on it.
Dream guest on my podcast. Oh my gosh. I mean,
Honestly, let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh,
ooh,
oh, you're so bad.
My exes.
Oh boy, JoJo. JoJo. How many views? God, I mean, the comments on this music video.
I haven't even watched the whole thing. I've just seen so many clips of it.
The comments on her TikTok, the comments on her music video, they are wild.
Are they bad?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see anything positive on TikTok or YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's kind of sad.
I kind of feel bad for her.
I know. I kind of do a little bit, too. It's hard. I feel like, because... I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot of things where I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's ridiculous. But I just feel like there's an element here of she doesn't know better because she's been in this fucked up world and exploited and used by people her whole life. And there's all these people that are just continuing to milk her for money. I don't know. It's hard. I can see arguments on both sides. I will say, like, some of the other outfits in the music video weren't that bad. I kind of liked the other looks. The music video itself is very interesting, though. I have a clip of Josh reacting to it. Maybe we can stick in.
I like how she's like humping everybody in the music video.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, clearly she's like breaking out.
I mean, I will say when Miley came out with Wrecking Ball, people went fucking berserk and were treating her the same way.
Yeah. Remember the whole like the nude outfit with the hand thing and Robert Thicke?
Yes.
Rob Thicke.
Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines. Oh, that song. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, there were people who were really tough on her, but I think the difference is Miley really didn't deserve that because she never did anything wrong. Like, JoJo's not been a great person. The top comment on YouTube is, I was a bad girl. You have a Kids' Choice Award.
Oh, my God.
You sold bows at Walmart. JoJo, after finding out Santa Claus doesn't exist. Some people think it's a social experiment. I need adult supervision to watch this. Well, I'm curious what you guys think of JoJo's rebrand. It's definitely been interesting to watch.
I'm loving these TikToks, though. I know.
It's extremely entertaining. Even Scrub Daddy made a TikTok where they like acted out that little interview we watched, the podcast one, with their sponges.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So it's been a moment in time. But I think it's exactly what they wanted. I think they knew that it was going to be this way.
Someone says, girl, that shit was traumatizing. You better whip the ukulele out and make an apology video.
Oh, I've seen so many ukulele comments. Yeah. See, that like those are the things where I'm like... She deserves a little bit of
Didn't
it.
Didn't Colleen go to her thing?
Yeah. Yes. Colleen posted a vlog.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Of going to her party. And she filmed like a lot of the party. Should we pull some of it up? Lots of money into this. Karma cookies.
Don't fish your sister.
We're getting down.
Club Karma.
She's crying in that makeup.
Look at everyone recording.
Oh, hey, at least she knows. I think she shows herself dancing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she is a really talented dancer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I say so. I never watched Dance Moms while she was on it, but from what I've seen,
this is the most annoying fucking music though in this vlog. Holy crap.
Okay, and to give her like another little bit of credit, I like this new version of her more than Bobo JoJo.
Oh,
do you prefer Bobo JoJo or this new JoJo?
I honestly don't care.
If you had to choose a JoJo, do you want to hang out with Bobo JoJo or this JoJo?
I guess I'd rather hang out with this JoJo.
That's what I'm saying.
Actual child.
Well, yeah. Okay, if she wasn't a child back then. I'm making the point
this
of like...
This JoJo, probably. Yeah. I mean, this is
the
like...
The Bobo thing was not me.
This is like hanging
really
out
annoying.
This is like hanging out with a KISS member, so...
So, like, I'd rather hang out with a KISS member than Bobo JoJo.
Okay.
Is all I'm saying.
Okay.
What do you guys think? Would you rather hang out with Bobo?
I don't think I could do either.
I was gonna say,
You have to, though. You have to take a road trip with either this JoJo or Bobo JoJo.
Oh, I do Bobo JoJo.
Oh, really? Bobo JoJo.
I would go Bad Girl JoJo.
I feel like she wouldn't shut up. No.
I'd rather have Bad Girl JoJo.
I'd have Bad Girl JoJo. Bad gal.
Really?
Yeah.
She can teach me some sick moves.
You can listen to her song
on repeat. Oh my God. I feel like she would like make you like force you to like listen to her music over
on
and over
a loop.
Again.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Want to listen to it again?
You know how there's like, I bet someone's going to upload it of like 10 hours of Karma on repeat.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sure it's already uploaded.
Karma's a bitch. I should have known better.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let us know what you guys think.
I should have known better. The karma is a bit.
I want to know, are you going to hang out with Bobo Jojo or Bad Gal Jojo if you have to go on a road trip 9 hours and you have to listen to either her new music or whatever she would play in Bobo Jojo era?
We have a clip of her old stuff. Go to the first.
She had old music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I don't know
she
nothing about
Boomerang.
Those days.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Well, except we can't play any of it.
Well,
I want to just take a little listen. We can cut it out.
Have you heard Dream? D-R-E-A-M. Dream.
No, I've never. I seriously missed the whole like JoJo.
Oh, so then I don't want your damn opinion if you want Bobo or Kiss Girl JoJo.
Well, I've
don't
seen like videos
you don't
of her.
Even know Bobo JoJo.
I know her enough.
D-R-E-A-M. You don't know that?
No, I've never seen. I just saw TikToks of her.
Oh, we got to play that afterwards. Fucking YouTube ruins everything. Why can't we play any music? I'ma come
back like a boomerang. This is Boomerang.
Yep. Okay, so Bad Gal JoJo is way better. It's a step up in the right direction, in my opinion.
Well, she's also like 8.
I'm just joking. It's all terrible.
What? D-R-E-A-M.
No, it's all very bad. I do agree.
Okay.
I'm saying the song, if it was done by like Miley, wouldn't be that bad.
Okay. All right. Fine.
And I like it better than Bobo JoJo if I had to go to road trip. Oh. So tell me in the comments, who are you going on the road trip with?
Bobo
or Bad Gal?
I'd rather go Bad Gal actually because, it'd make for more interesting stories on the road.
That's what I'm saying. She could really entertain you.
Yeah, it's true.
Tell you all her stories about her exes.
Yes.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
Okay, change my mind. Bad Girl JoJo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that is all there is to say about that.
I guess so.
So Janelle is slowly dying next to me.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I have extremely bad cramps.
Yeah, I can tell you're not doing well over there. You see,
it hurts so bad. I feel like I usually don't get them, but I don't know what's going on. But
well, because you have an IUD, right? So you don't even get periods.
Usually I don't. Yeah, exactly. I am in an extreme amount of pain, though. And when I get cramps, it's like all up and down my legs and stuff, too. So the whole half of my body is just throbbing, but that's fine.
Well, it's not fine.
It's fine.
If you need to, I can just carry on. I can finish the episode for us.
No. I'll be here. But I just want to let you guys know because I feel like you probably tell that I'm low-key, like, disassociating.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
But
we're here for you.
We only have one more segment, so I'll be here.
I have a theory that it was the Del Taco because we did film that segment, which you guys will see next, at the beginning of this episode while the food was still hot.
Yeah.
And I think Del Taco did you in, maybe.
I don't know, man. It was starting before the Del Taco, but perhaps that didn't help.
Yeah, perhaps it did not.
You know?
Yeah. Well, before we have our little Del Taco Taco Bell face off, we're going to get into, we need to talk about the latest installment of Quiet on the Set. I know you guys have been really wanting to hear our opinions on this final bit. I will say that there wasn't a whole lot in it that was anything that we haven't really talked about already. I mean, there were a few little things, but most of it was picking up on stuff that the internet has been speaking on and bringing up since the series aired, but it wasn't in the actual series. So it's a lot of it was things we've already covered.
I'll be so honest, I thought it was kind of lame.
Yeah, I thought it was a little like ID just wanted to like continue to cash out on it.
100%.
Which is does not surprise me.
And it bothered me that Drake was doing a remote interview. I'm like, why couldn't you guys have flown to him to do this interview?
Yeah, if he didn't want to fly out for some reason or like, if he was busy, fly to him.
Yeah, unless he really was like, no, we're only doing remote. Okay, but like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Come on.
We don't. I agree. I think. However, we don't know the reason why, and maybe he didn't want to do it in person with them, and he only agreed to do remote.
Also, the host of it was annoying me.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't remember her name.
Mm-mm. Well, most of the ID hosts, kind of annoying. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, this new episode did come out on April 7th. You can stream it on HBO. I believe
and Discovery.
That's... Oh, and Discovery, right.
It's
okay.
Called just Max now.
Oh, right. No. HBO Max. Yeah. Right, just or Max. Okay, so it started out with some clips of, you know, viewer opinions on the documentary series. Obviously, it's been a huge topic of conversation, very important topic to have conversation about. They said Quiet on the Set has been watched by around 20 million viewers and has become the largest audience for an unscripted series on HBO Max. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yep. One thing they really dove into were the letters for Brian Peck during the court trial. And, you know, they played the clips of the Boy Meets World guys, Will Friedle and Ryder Strong, I think is their names, which, God, I'm so disappointed in them. I love Boy Meets World. They asked Drake, you know, did their comments on it make you feel any different? He says no, because they didn't reach out to me at all. That was crazy. And that just shows how fake they are truly being, that all they're worried about is saving face with the public to make this podcast and then not even try to reach out to him. And what was interesting to hear is Drake had worked with Will Friedle, I'm pretty sure, on, I think, Spider-Man or Batman or something, I don't know, a movie. But they were on set together and he never brought it up to him. And I thought it was pretty, I mean, Drake was giving them a lot of grace to be like, I understand it is awkward to bring something like that up. But dude, I don't care how awkward it is. You bring that up. I mean, if you really felt as bad as you're saying you did on your podcast, then why did you never say shit? And you still haven't now? You've had every opportunity now, at least, what has it been, like 2 weeks? To send him a text at the very least, try to give him a phone call, get in touch. So it just insanely disappointing, but just really proud of Drake for, you know, being so open. And it seems like he's gotten a lot of support and there's a lot of good conversation happening around, you know, his past as well, that I think, you know, people have recognized some of his mistakes, but also understand that at the same time he was victimized. And I think that conversation overall is really important to have. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been nice to see him in what seems like a decent headspace and getting a lot of support. He put out a new song.
I kind of relate, I believe.
I kind of relate.
The one of him like in the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good. He has a good voice. And he says that, you know, writing music is really like therapy for him. Totally understand that. And then they really went over the fact that just how crazy it was that there was no media coverage on what happened with Brian all those years ago. You know, meanwhile, there was just a ton of coverage right before on Jason Handy. However, there was only local news coverage on Brian Peck and the whole thing was just swept under the rug.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy how that all shook out. And then, you know, as we mentioned before, Brian Peck then continued on in the industry and went to work for Disney after being convicted and registered as a sex offender. How the fuck does that happen? What an absolute failure. And yeah, he didn't work there for very long, but the fact that he even did, it's just like, God, you would think that there'd be you can easily do a background check and figure that out. What the fuck?
They said they didn't know until 2 days later.
That's so lazy.
Which is, I still don't believe that, because as Disney, Nickelodeon is your number one competitor. So you don't think you would have heard this happening?
Yeah, no, they knew.
Like,
they
come
don't care,
on, dude.
That, yeah. No one believes it, right? There has been a lot of criticism towards Drake's mom. I saw a lot of comments and I know we sort of mentioned, you know, what was happening there and some frustrations that we were feeling. How did, you know, she was letting him stay the night there, mm-hmm. even though his father was like, do not let him be with Brian. But Drake, you know, I think defended his mom and said that Brian was just so calculated and good at portraying the good guy that she was tricked by him. And so I do understand that to some degree. He says he has a great relationship with his dad, that his dad's very emotional. Oh, Giovanni Samuels was on it and Brian Hearn as well. It was a really great conversation to hear from them. And they talked about all of the support that they have gotten and kind of how it brought them all back together.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, it's a shame that this is what brought us back together, but it's nice to kind of be reunited.
Yeah. Well, especially Brian and his mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were talking, Brian and his mom were talking about how.
Yeah, that was interesting.
How Brian resented his mom basically his entire life, like after the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He said he was like 13 years old. Like it was really, really emotional with his mom. You can tell his mom like obviously regrets a lot of it. And like you can tell now she's very, you know, you can kind of see she's a little bit more at peace that she has a relationship with her son again.
And she said the doc is what really has brought them back together.
Yeah. So. And it sucks, but also that's like a silver lining in it. You know what I mean?
That some good things have come out from this.
Yeah.
And then one thing Giovanni brought up, too, is how shocking and sad it's been for them hearing from all of the fans of the show saying that they also feel traumatized by having watched this, which is something that, Corelli, you really brought up in the last recording, you know, how watching all those shows as a child, that this has really brought something up for you.
Yeah.
And you're definitely not alone with that.
Yeah. And it, honestly, I'm not surprised, I guess, but hearing that just kind of like solidified my feelings in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was fucked up. Like point blank period, that was fucked up. Like everyone kind of got like re-traumatized, but everybody, yeah, I guess it was like a re-trauma, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like knowing those things now, it's just, it does bring up crazy emotions that I never felt, that I never knew would ever come up.
Yeah.
And I think Giovanni, like she, you know, she seemed very heartbroken that the show that she was on brought those emotions back up.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally sad to think about yourself as an innocent youth watching these shows and loving them. Like I said, I thought Pickle Boy was so funny back then, and then it makes you feel like dirty and uncomfortable to think that these adult jokes were being made at you through a screen and you had no idea, and your parents probably didn't realize it either, unless they were actually watching it, you know. And I think this is something good for parents too. I think a lot of, you know, younger parents now are learning these lessons for when their kids are older and watching TV to really screen it and like pay attention to what is going on, because if it feels off to you, it probably is.
At another point, they brought up Dan's interview with Tebow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the host asked Giovanni and Brian if they thought that the jokes were funny at the time. And they're like, well, we had no idea. Like, we're naive. Like, we're naive little kids. Like, mm-hmm. None of us knew. None of us knew.
And everyone's laughing at them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to continue.
And she's like, well, if the boss is laughing, then that means we have to laugh too. Like, obviously this is a funny thing without knowing the context. You can't blame the children for not knowing that. You know what I mean? Like,
no. And even if they were uncomfortable, they couldn't say anything.
Yeah. I mean, and Dan's whole excuse was, well, we made the jokes for kids by kids. You know, kind of not by kids, but the kids thought that the jokes were funny, so that's why we rolled with it. They also bring up the racism part, because Dan in his interview with Tebow was saying that one of the main characters was always like a black lead. That was like his first priority, but Giovanni and Brian both say that that was not the experience with them. I believe they were the only two people of color in all that.
They were.
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of debunking all of what Dan said, because what he said just had there's no like merit to that. There's no like, there's proof that proves the opposite. You know what I mean?
They talk about how they felt like they were playing like the token black people on all that. And apparently, you know, Dan was claiming like, oh, well, I always had lead actors that were black on my shows and whatever. And
he brings up Kenan and Kel,
mm-hmm.
how like he made that movie. And
also Dan reached out to the two of them and asked if they could give a quote of support towards him.
Ooh.
Yeah. To Giovanni. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She told him straight up, I was scared of you, or I am scared of you.
Yeah.
God. And he asked her that knowing that she was part of it.
Yes.
The fucking goal on this fucking man, dude.
He is terrible. He's terrible. There was also a previously unaired interview that they showed that didn't make the cut, which I wonder why it didn't make the cut. I mean, I feel like there was plenty of time for it and this was important. But it was with Raquel Lee Bolu. She's an actor who starred in The Amanda Show, and she describes this sketch called The Literals, in which she repeatedly tells Amanda Bynes' character to spit it out. And every time she said spit it out, she would spit whatever was in her mouth, water. I remember seeing this too, directly in my face, and everybody thought it was funny. I did not find it funny. And she talked about how it was racist. And I mean, it's terrible. And I thought that was kind of strange that they left that out from the original cut.
Did you guys have any guesses as to who the all that actor or actress that was going to come on and like tell their story? I honestly, for a quick second, thought it was going to be Amanda Bynes.
I did not think it was going to be Amanda Bynes. I actually didn't. Did they say it was an all that person?
Yeah.
They said it a couple times.
They kept on teasing it as an all that cast member, as a previous all that cast member. Mm. So that's what I always thought. But it was
Shane
Leons. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember him?
No.
I think it's Lyons.
Lyons.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, I don't remember him. I vaguely, like, he looks somewhat familiar, but I don't really remember anything with him. I actually thought it was possibly going to be like Jamie Lynn Spears. I figured she'd be the type to like want to do this and speak. I don't know.
Was she on all that?
No, but she was on Zoe 101 and
yeah.
I just thought maybe it would be her. It even crossed my mind that maybe it'd be Dan, because I'm like, he's probably going to want some, I don't know, control over it. He seems like the type that would want to do.
Well, his little interview with what's his face went great. It made him look great. So
I guess as good as he the only thing he'd have the balls to actually do, because it'd be so in his control to have a former employee interviewing him. So Shane Lyons, he alleged that Brian made passes at him. He talked about how thankful he was that what happened to Drake didn't happen to him, but he did go through his own trauma. He alleged that Brian asked him if he knew what blue balls were when they were alone on the set when he was 13 or 14. And he says, as I think back now as a 36-year-old, I go, would I ever have a conversation with a 13-year-old boy like he had with me? And he said, no, it makes absolutely zero sense. So good for him for coming forward. And I'm sure, like we've said before, there are probably more people. Obviously, they do not owe us anything, though, and have every right to not speak out any further.
I do wonder if this will be the start of more series like this being made about other networks. I really want to see one on Disney.
Yeah, we got to see one on Disney. We know shit's happening there, too.
Honestly, I bet Disney's probably worse just because Disney has been around for so long and is so big.
Yeah, it could be.
But I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm glad that this has sparked so much conversation, that so many people have been supported to come forward and that have been, felt silenced and unsupported for so long. So, well, with that being said, we need to have a little fun. I think we all need a little pick-me-up after talking about this over the last couple of weeks. All right, so moving into our next segment here. Listen, people, we've been talking a lot of heavy topics. It's been a little intense, honey. So
we need something that's a little heavy on the stomach.
Yeah, that's right. We need to do something fun. Well, Janelle has brought up to me recently that Del Taco is where it's at.
Yes, this was a last week discovery made by myself, Corelli, and Sydney. Mm-hmm. We were rolling through a Sonic to get a drink, and nearby was a Del Taco. And we looked at ourselves and we said, ladies, we might need to hit this up because we saw an ad for shrimp taco. Okay.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck it, let's try it. We tried it.
Fuck it, we balled.
We balled.
It was so good.
It was really the catch of the day. So it might depend on your location.
The catch of the day.
The fresh catch of the day.
So where does ours come from? The Cherry Creek Res?
Possibly.
Yeah, one of the reservoirs around here. And yeah, so it's really good news. And I told Kendall and she didn't believe me. I said, listen here, honey. You need to try it for yourself.
Well, so you're telling me it's better than Taco Bell.
I don't say it's better than Taco Bell. Absolutely not. I never made that claim. I think it's different, but it's very good. At first, I was a Del Taco hater for many years.
I've always been.
Same.
But
Josh loves it.
It was really good. And it's different than Taco Bell. It's not. Okay. It's more of like a Baja.
Baja.
Coastal.
It's a Baja.
It's more of like a coastal Baja.
All right. I'm ready for some Baja.
Taste.
But okay. Taco Bell doesn't have any fish. So we can't compare the fish.
Oh, we're not comparing. So we're doing a face off. Taco Bell versus Del Taco. However, it will be a blind taste test. We're going to give it a fair shot.
Yep. Correct.
Compare which one's better. We will each make our vote. There's 8 points up for grabs. And whoever has the most points is better.
Right. You have to guess which one.
And we're guessing.
Yeah, like that's where you're going to get your points.
What are you drinking?
I don't know.
What are you washing it down?
What'd you guys get? What is this?
Just a Diet Coke.
Just a Diet Coke.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does it compare to other Diet Cokes? Tastes like any other old Diet Coke?
Yeah, is it better than McDonald's Coke?
All right.
Okay, you guys really need to be blindfolded.
No worries. Okay. I'm going to cheat.
I love being a food critic.
Ow, this is way too tight. Who do I think I am? Oh, that hurt. While we're waiting, let me sing you a song. And then you said you made steak. That was banquet, Salisbury steak. You gon' fed me a TV dinner? Mashed potatoes cold as fuck in the middle. I ain't got no more patience. What's for dessert?
Two Oreos that I brought from around the corner. Give it up to TikTok for the
snaps to TikTok.
Amazing songs coming out here.
Don't ask me how I did it. Time. I just did it. It was hard.
I just went into the studio and laid it on the line.
That's what we do every week, baby.
That is what we do.
I really thought that was Joe Biden.
Yeah,
you thought that was Joe Biden.
Iconic.
Yeah,
that should have been a slogan.
That's
for
his campaign
Trump.
Song.
Should we tell you what you're eating in front of you?
Yeah.
So in front of you, you have, they're warm, so be careful. We have two quesadillas. One of them is from Taco Bell. The other one is from Del Taco. Okay.
And they contain cheese.
So which one do
cheese
I eat first?
Cheese only. Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I shoved it in too far. I'm not going to make my call until I try both, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the eclipse.
Oh, the eclipse is happening right now?
Wait,
all right,
give us 1 minute.
Hold on now. I'm trying to eat something.
No. The tacos can wait. The
yeah, the eclipse can't wait. I'm out of here.
What?
Hurry.
Wait, we got to eat the second one real fast. Wait, how are we going to know?
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll be back.
Everyone just left me in here.
Hey, y'all, we're back.
See, I didn't understand that was such a rare thing.
Yes.
I thought it was like maybe every couple of years. 75 years? Wow.
Except for I don't really get it because they say that and then we have one like every 4 years.
I know. I feel like we see
it
all
the time.
We
had one in 2017.
According to Google, the next total solar eclipse, which is what we have right now, will be August 23rd, 2044.
Oh, wow. Good thing we went outside.
Okay, so that's not 75 years.
No. We're exaggerating. Sorry.
Well, we saw the big show.
25 years.
20, not even.
It was pretty cool, must say. All right, back to the taste test.
Okay, wait, so I already tried one.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try my other one now.
Well, you want a refresher or do you know what it tastes like?
Nah, I already know.
I just refreshed myself. It'd be tasting good.
Do you know which one Kendall's eating now?
Oh, I know exactly which is which.
Yeah, I know 100%.
Yep.
It's not even a competition.
Nope.
Number one was Taco Bell.
What? No. Number two is Taco Bell?
No, Kendall's grabbed her number one.
Oh, I was like, girl, come on now. Yeah. So we were both right?
What did you say?
Number two for me is Taco Bell.
It's correct.
And it's way better.
Taco Bell's better?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Taco Bell has the sauce on it.
Right.
Versus this is just cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gross. Ugh.
Mm.
Could have made that myself.
I like both, but I love the Taco Bell sauce on theirs.
Okay. Yep.
All right, so all right. 2 points for Taco Bell.
2 points for Taco Bell.
I love
make yourself a damn
food.
Quesadilla. You know what that movie that's from?
Damn quesadilla.
I love fast food.
I love Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, me too.
I don't know, Napoleon. Make yourself a damn quesadilla.
Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
Don't forget to feed Tina.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
My favorite part of that movie is when they throw the steak at Uncle Rico.
Oh my God.
So funny.
So
you know
funny.
That there's a...
When he's chasing him with the orange and he like falls off the fence.
You know that Uncle Rico was a vegetarian during the filming of that?
And, oh, really?
And that scene where he's eating the meat, he's eating the steak on the porch.
Yeah.
He spits it out right after.
Oh
and
my
he can
God. That's...
quickly like spit it out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
God, I love that movie. The production level for that movie was just...
Oh, it's so good. It's like one of the best movies ever.
But that movie was like made way before it's... What's the fucking saying?
You're ahead of its time.
It was ahead of its time.
Well, it actually wasn't popular for the first few years.
I know.
You know how much the budget was for that movie?
$5,000.
It was super low. I want to say like 20 or something.
$400,000. So not as little as I thought it was.
That's really low though.
That's super low.
For mm-hmm. a movie though.
Dude, they made hella profit on that. They still profiting.
I love that movie. It's so good.
Oh god. And your mom went to college.
The more you watch it, the funnier it gets.
Yeah.
Like
so
each
true.
Time I watch it, I discover a new layer of LOLs.
Oh, I love
my god.
Movie.
I love the, what is his name? Rex, the like Taekwondo.
Rex Kondo.
Rex Kondo.
You want something like Darla?
You think I'm a loser because I go home to Darla at night or Starla? I don't think so.
My brother can say that entire scene word for word perfectly.
Oh, I'm sure.
And act the entire thing out. It's amazing.
So good.
I love how, was that his Grinch movie?
That was our whole family's obsession for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
He texted me the other day and had me rank that movie, We Are the Millers, and
ooh,
Horrible
that,
Bosses.
That's another. We Are the Millers is so fucking
funny. I ranked it Napoleon Dynamite, then Millers, then Horrible
I've
Bosses.
I've never seen. I think, actually, maybe I did see Horrible Bosses.
I think you did. It's all right.
I think I saw it in theaters, but I think I might have fallen asleep on it.
It's not that good.
Millers is a great movie.
Is that one with the RV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason Sudeikis.
Dude, Millers is so funny.
All right, next item is coming.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Did you hear that, guys? Sydney had to finger our burrito.
Oh,
yes,
my
she did.
God. You fingered my burrito?
I like it.
She had to make sure it wasn't cold as fuck in the middle.
We good?
Feel these up. Oh, I can tell already just by feeling them, I think. Give it a smell. Oh, yeah, I'm right for sure. Maybe not.
We'll move those mics away from your mouths, guys.
Smacking on your beans.
Smacking on your beans.
Girl, you know I'd be loving smacking on my beans.
What do you think of the first one?
I don't know.
I need to try the second one.
Wow. Okay, this is tougher than I thought. Uh-oh, you can't tell the difference?
It's harder than I was expecting. What am I eating? I forgot.
Bean and cheese burritos.
Oh my God, I'm alive, Dad.
Why?
Wait, are you remembering which one you, in your hand? Okay.
First one I ate first, this one I ate second.
All right, I'm pretty sure I know which is which.
Hold on.
Watching it eat blindfolded is so funny to me.
One of them has onions in it. One of them don't.
Oh yeah, for sure I know.
Which one's better?
Listen, the bean and cheese burrito on the Taco Bell menu is my favorite item. Actually, okay, it's a go-to, but the Mexican pizza is my second favorite, and the enchilada, which is RIP to her, is number one. But bean burrito is a big thing in my life. Are you done?
Yeah. Okay. Why are y'all laughing at?
Dude, that looks hilarious. She's like holding her bean cheese burritos in her hands.
Okay. Can we go? I'm gonna say I'm confused.
What's the first one?
Number one is Taco Bell.
Okay.
Number two is Del Taco.
And Janelle, what do you think? You agree?
I'm agreeing that this one is Taco Bell and this one's Del Taco.
I'm gonna
correct.
Give Really?
Damn.
Wow. And I'm saying Taco Bell's is better.
Agreed.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
No contest.
Here's how I deciphered the two.
Right.
It was all in the texture of the tortilla for me on this one.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Even the touch of it.
Which is a better quality, do you think?
I'm going with, I prefer a very soft, mm-hmm. warm, mm-hmm. softy, squishy, whatever it's called, tortilla. Taco Bell is notorious for that when it comes to their burritos, okay? Mm-hmm. This one has some crunch right here. You hear that?
Yep. That's exactly what I picked up on, Janelle. Mm-hmm. It was too crunchy. It just gave itself away.
Yep. Okay.
And there were like full beans in the Del Taco. I got a full bean in there.
I think they pride themselves on having farm fresh beans every day.
Well, I'd be liking the powdered ones.
I agree.
Yep, I don't think it's... I will say Del Taco had a nice little sauce in there, so like kind of made it better.
Yep.
But yeah.
Tried and true.
I'm going with... Yep.
Taco Bell wins.
All right.
If
Taco Bell does not sponsor us after this video...
Yeah, Taco Bell, listen up here, okay? We are your biggest fans, okay? Yeah. I would do anything to be sponsored, but that is like literally my dream sponsor of life would be Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. I would do anything for you guys, just period.
I would do anything.
Remember, I had my little phone.
Yes.
Taco Bell phone.
I have a Taco Bell phone.
I stan the bell, okay?
Woo!
This is fun, guys. Thanks for setting this up for us.
And we're eating lunch.
After the eclipse, I'm hungry now.
Oh, I'd be smelling
all that,
that
eye burning for nothing.
Okay, so we have Mexican pizza.
Don't touch them too much, Kendall.
Oh, I'd be touching. I didn't know Del Taco had a Mexican pizza.
They don't call it that.
They'd call it a tostada or something, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they call it the crunch tata.
Oh, I can already tell by touching these.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Number one. Here we go.
Yeah. This is not even hard.
We try to get the most similar items, okay?
Yeah. No, I'm not blaming y'all.
First one is gross.
Ah. So damn good.
Are you already on number two?
Already on number two.
You don't like the first one.
No.
Was it gross?
Yeah, it tasted weird.
Like what?
Tasted like just... Let me
average.
Try it again. Let me taste it again. Oh my God, this is so hard to do blindfold. It's like missing a flavor.
Yeah, it's so dull.
Dull.
Ugh.
I feel like I'm eating a piece of paper.
And lettuce does not belong on it.
True the fuck that, bro.
Gross.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that the one of them had lettuce, one of them didn't.
Oh, this one? Flavorful, warm, crunchy, soft, cheesy.
It's the sauce. It's the cheese.
Saucy.
It's the whole experience. It's
the entire
the feeling of it.
It's the feeling you get in your
bones.
Yes.
In your bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That tickling you get in your belly, in your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do we know which is which?
Yes.
Number one, Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
Number two,
Taco Bell.
That is correct.
Taco Bell wins.
Oh,
for sure.
Wow, Del Taco. Maybe it's just the fish tacos that are good.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you, Del Taco sucks.
No, but their fish tacos are good. That's one thing that Taco Bell literally doesn't have, though.
Let's inspect them visually now.
Okay.
This is horrific looking.
Oh, hell.
Look at this.
That is pathetic.
This is a TV dinner.
Mashed potatoes cold as fuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no patience.
It's
really bright after not seeing.
It's probably from the eclipse.
Uh-oh.
Eye damage. Oh, no, though.
Oh, no.
There's a hair in it.
Maybe it's yours.
No, dude, that was deep. That was in there.
These girls were prepping. Maybe it was one of theirs.
All right.
What what color is it?
It looks red.
Shit.
That was the Taco Bell. Is it
well, you know what? Is it bad that sometimes hair doesn't bother me in food?
No, I want to keep eating this, but I'm not going to.
Oh my gosh.
Of course it has to be my favorite one.
The sauce of the Mexican pizza, y'all.
Yeah, it's so good.
If you never had yourself a Mexican pizza,
you're really missing out.
March your ass down to your nearest Taco Bell.
But I highly recommend, well, I guess if you like the meat, I think it's so much better without the meat.
Mm-hmm.
But you must put sour cream and tomatoes on it. Say.
Here comes the next item.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay, hold on.
Next time we got his nachos. Yours are going to get dirty.
That's fine. I'm always dirty.
I have the worst cramps.
Oh, no.
It's very rude.
I actually have cramps, too, right now. And this is the perfect activity for me today because I just started a colon cleanse. So I'm going to be paying for this later.
That's amazing.
You know what? Taco Bell doesn't do that to me.
Well, and normally doesn't either, but I'm on a colon cleanse.
So anything's going to be doing it to you.
Yeah, but beans especially.
True
that. That's okay. It's not going to stop me.
Hell no.
It's adding to the cleanse. I'm correct. Just cleansing myself more.
Right.
I'm going to put this down and give me your hand. Hold this
fork.
And that's the first nacho you'll take.
Why don't you make a remix?
Macarena. Hey, I'm a country boy. One Macarena, two Macarena, three Macarena, four Macarena.
All right. So my fork is in the first nachos.
Correct.
And I'm supposed to eat it with the fork? Who eats nachos with a fork?
Do I have a bite?
No, you can use your fingers. It's the only way for me to
scoop them.
Is this a bite?
This is number one?
That's a bite.
You can pick it up.
Yeah. Go ahead. You just choke yourself.
Oh, this is cold as fuck in the middle.
Wait. Oh God. This is kind of good.
I need a paper towel.
I am not. Ew, I just got nauseous again. Maybe I'm pregnant.
Don't say that.
I'm not pregnant. Everyone settle down. This is giving lime zest, though. You taste the lime?
I do a little bit. I see what you're saying.
I taste lime. Where's the...
The second one?
Yeah.
Behind... no. I'm just going to help you.
There's beans on my mic.
Oh, shit. I'm not even on the plate. Fuck my life. That's my laptop. Help! This is actually really hard to do. Hell yeah.
You're done with one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going on to two.
Going on to two. Ready? Oh, my God. Did someone just eat shit?
Smacked my head on the light.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just concussed.
Oh, no. Can you help me?
Once again, this is easy. And it ain't no competition.
Damn.
I can't tell. I've never had types of nachos from either one.
Girl, you can just taste from the flavors, I think.
What do you think?
All right. I mean, this one, it is a little tougher. No, I am 100% sure.
Okay.
Number one is Taco Bell. Number two is Del Taco.
Janelle, what are your thoughts on?
I'm going number one Del Taco, number two Taco Bell.
I know my shit. I know my motherfucking bell.
Kendall was right.
Kendall was right.
Yep.
Good job, Kendall.
Okay, so.
And then which one do you think is better?
Number one.
I thought number one was better, but mine was Del Taco number one, huh?
Nope.
Oh, no. It was Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Shit.
Taco Bell swept that bitch.
A sweep. Because it was a little limey.
I will say the nachos, like plating them up, Taco Bell nachos look so much better.
Mm-hmm.
The Del Taco ones were kind of plain looking.
Damn, fucking Del.
I think Del needs to work on their cheese items, but their fish tacos slap.
Is that it?
Yep.
Mm.
That's it. So Kendall won.
Inspect the visuals of this. Yeah, what the hell?
All right, guys. Well, that is going to be it for us today. Poor Janelle here needs to
lay down. I am in a lot of pain. And this damn heating pad is not hot enough.
Dude.
I need like a bucket of boiling water on my stomach.
Oh, so painful. Well, I'm sure people out there relate. It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's not fun at all.
Well,
that's going to be it, though.
Yes, that is it.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yep, always fun with you guys.
And we'll see you on the next sesh.
But until then,
keep it for it.
Yeah.